coach money. Yeah. I'm the hottest nigga in the hood. 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 I'm the hottest.
OG Money, what's good, man?
Oh, what's good with it?
Nothing much, man. You already know you on Fresh and Famous Radio on KEBNRadio.com. Just a few questions I want to get to ask you. You know, you were a part of the West Coast South Destruction freestyle event. You did a fantastic job. You know what I'm saying? I want to congratulate you.
Oh, thanks.
Even though you didn't get it, you know what I'm saying? You'll get it next time. We're going to have plenty of battles in the future.
Yeah,
so
I'm looking for that rematch,
you know,
too.
Yeah, so I just want to interview you, you know, if that's okay.
Oh, that's cool.
All right. So we got question number one, and that is, where did your name come from? Where did OG Money come from?
Since I was like 12, my nickname has been Money. You know, it was given to me by the older homies in the neighborhood or whatever, because I was always making money, but I wasn't pushing rocks like everybody else. So when I decided to take this rap game like halfway serious, I knew that my rap at least had to have money in it. You know, that was a no-brainer, but everybody had money in their name, so I was trying to be original and whatnot. Me and the homies were chopping it up one day, and I had a slogan, originally get money, and my homie was playing around. He was like, oh, so this nigga OG Money over here, right? And actually, you know, we was playing around and whatnot, but I stuck with it. So I was like, you know, OG Money, like, it originally means, like, originally getting money, but at the same time, it's originally getting money with an original gangster mindset, you feel me?
Yeah. That's what's up. And I heard the song that you did with Snoop Dogg and Bobby V. You know what I'm saying? It was dope.
Yeah.
And, you know, how did it feel working with two successful artists in the game?
Well, you know, it feels good. Like I'm a step closer to my vision. Because, I mean, like, these artists have already made a name for themselves and saw something in me. I mean, as far as the vibe they gave me, I mean, they made me write my verse this time. You know, like, when I get on the track with two big names, people like that, most people would just be happy with it. But I saw it as an opportunity or a chance to drop a verse to get in both of them and make, like, the listeners go, like, damn, who was that nigga at the end of the track? Well, I'm going to check him out. What's his name? What are you talking about? So, you know, I mean, I was happy to collide with two big names like that and get the exposure. But I just saw it as another way to achieve my vision, you know?
Yeah. That's good. That's real good. You know what I'm saying? I want to congratulate you. The song is hot. We're going to play it, you know, after this interview. So,
man,
it was dope. And, here, this is where we get a little, we bring the analogies in. Between Fire and Inferno, where would you put your lyrics?
Between Fire and Inferno? Man, you give me two options here, because I don't know. Because I already know my rhymes, without a doubt, would have to be blazing. You know, like, so hot, the niggas is like, he's blazing on the track. Or like, shit, this nigga must be blazing in the studio. I mean, you play my tapes anywhere, then it's going to get it blazing. And if you listen to it, it's going to be hot, whether you sober or you blazing. You know?
So. Oh, yeah, most definitely. You got to be, you know what I'm saying? And between Fire and Inferno, blazing is like, you know, like a step behind Inferno. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When you Inferno, that already means you unstoppable. Nobody can touch you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's what's up. And explain your move to Texas.
My move to Texas. I moved out to Texas from California. Basically because I give y'all a full story. My parents are divorced. Like, they don't live nowhere near each other. Like, my dad moved out to Texas and I was living with my mom up in Cali. And when I was in Cali, I was getting in a whole bunch of trouble, you know, hanging with the homies all day, you know, ain't going to school and none of that shit. And then when I went up to the court order, you know, because, like, we had to go up there to figure things out about child support and this and that, you know what I'm saying, when we were going to get to see my dad and whatnot. And when I was up there, I think one of my tickets fighting in Cali came up, and they were like, well, you got, like, two choices, basically. Either, you know what I'm saying, you pay these tickets and end up going to juvie, or you can go live out with your dad.
Yeah.
So I was like, let me go live out with my dad when I'm going to get my plane ticket. You know, I ain't trying to do no time, you know, if I ain't got to. That's what the move did. And it was actually a better move because, you know, I'm actually in school now doing what I need to. Plus, the music scene is real big out here. So if I do want to make that next step and actually pursue it like I should be, you know what I'm saying, I can do that out here.
Yeah, so let me ask you this. What word of advice would you give to people still in school right now? You know what I'm saying? In California.
In California?
Yeah, because a lot of people look up to artists. You know what I'm saying? Especially
right,
big ones. So if you got role models, you know, that are out there, what word of advice would you give to them?
If I had to give any advice, I'd just say knuckle up and make it through high school. I mean, if you ain't trying to go to college and that, and school just ain't you, then I feel that, because, you know, school ain't for everybody. But just make it through the high school, because right now, you can't even get no McDonald's job if you ain't in school or have, like, a GED or something.
Yeah, okay. That's pretty deep. And, Where would you see yourself 5 years from now?
5 years from now, I see myself being a household name. Like, people knowing who I am in the rap game, going hard and making this money. Because that's really where I'm in it. I'm in it for the money. I like being known.
yeah, that's what's up. And let me ask you this. This is that comedian question. Do you compare yourself to OG Love from Grand Theft Auto?
nah, actually, they do. They might have got OG Love from me, because my nigga Chris, a.k.a. Young Melee, he did the voice for CJ on San Andreas. So, like, when I heard that, I was like, my nigga finna be on Grand Theft Auto? That's what's up, you know what I'm saying? Chopping it up with him and whatnot. And I know they had Mad Dog. Mad Dog on there always made me think of Snoop Dogg with the double G's and all that. And I was like, Mad Dogg and OG Love. I swear the motherfuckers took my name.
Ladies and gentlemen, you already heard it from OG Muddy. This dude is dope, man. We about to play the joint. Him featuring Bobby Valentino and Snoop Dogg. You about to hear this gonna be popping. Oh, Young Money. You guys better watch out, all right? You got OG Muddy. OG Muddy is better than Young Money. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you already know FOE and
Love Above Young Money. You know what I'm saying? So, you already know the nickname says it all. The rap name says it all. Here's this dude out. He's dope. We're about to play right now. You want to give out any shout outs before we go, though?
I got to give out the shout outs to all my niggas in the IE, LA, 909, you know what I'm saying? 951, the 818. Got to give a shout out to anybody in that 323. Shout out to the 817. 682, or anybody I mess with, you know what it is. Damien, aka OG Money. Dog, holla at me. FOE Entertainment. We're going big this year. It's our year. Our year to win. 210.
You already know. You already know. That's what's up. I appreciate you.
Please, car, start.
And then I guess.
You slipping.
Life in LA ain't no cup of tea.
I figured I'm still a poor man. You know, I come from the grassroots. I'm not gonna never forget where I come from. But like, and if they do, you know, we do whatever we do.